going to Jerusalem. Paul sailed back to Troas and spent a week there before going on to Jerusalem. The night before he left, he preached for hours in a room that was on the third floor. A young man sat on the windowsill while the service went long into the night. He became very sleepy and eventually went to sleep. Suddenly, he fell out of the window and dropped to the ground. People rushed down only to find that he was dead. Paul took the body and hugged it tightly. He finally looked up and said, "Oh, the young man is alive." Everyone rejoiced and together went back up the stairs. They continued their fellowship until dawn when Paul left on his trip to Jerusalem. He sailed to a town near Ephesus, and the elders of the church came to meet with him on his ship. He said, "I'm leaving you and going to Jerusalem, and I'll never see you again. The Spirit of God has made it clear that I'll suffer for the Lord in Jerusalem. I'll accept this because I want to fulfill God's calling on my life." He encouraged them to live for the Lord and be true to Him. Afterwards, they all knelt down and prayed together. They were heartbroken when they heard, "You'll never see me again." As Paul continued on his way to Jerusalem, the ship stopped in another port so it could unload cargo. This gave him a chance to stay with a group of believers for several days. They said to him, "The Spirit of God has told us that you'll suffer great trials in Jerusalem." When it was time to leave, the entire church walked with Paul out of the city and down to the shore. They knelt on the beach and prayed together. He then got on board the ship and left. The ship docked at Caesarea, the nearest port to Jerusalem. Paul stayed in the home of Philip, one of the original seven deacons. While he was there, a prophet came and took Paul's belt and tied his own hands and feet. He said, "The Jews in Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him to the Gentiles." Everyone was concerned and begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. He said, "Please, please stop. Your crying is starting to make me cry. I'm ready to be put in chains for the Lord. I'm ready to die for Him." After a few days, Paul went to Jerusalem. The Christians there received him with joy.